Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Chuck Galeazzi with Helping Hands as he is in search of more turkeys to help out with the less fortunate for Thanksgiving. Holiday basket, the drive going on right now. I guess first off, my first question for you is, Chuck, you're coming to us. I know you got food, you got things going on for the holidays, trying to help out as many people as you can, but you need some more help from the community. What do you need from the community right now?
Basically, right now, we need turkeys. We need the centerpiece for these holiday baskets. Three of the churches have stepped up and taken some of the names, but we're still left with a lot, and it's just the turkeys. If somebody would be interested in just donating a turkey, we'd love to have you come in and adopt a family and do the whole basket yourself. But if that can't happen, if you want to go purchase a turkey and drive in the alley and somebody will pick it up and we'll put it in our freezers so we can assemble our baskets next Thursday, and we're going to give them away next Friday if we have, hopefully we have enough turkeys.
Now, one thing I want to ask you when it comes to the sign up for that, you know, what do people, maybe somebody's, you know, going through a little bit of a tough time, bills got a little piled up, they still want to provide that family, that meal for their family on the holidays. What do they got to do to potentially get one of these baskets?
Well, I'm taking a leap of faith, and we're going to sign up a wish list from right now on, that if the community comes forward with the number of turkeys, we can still have people sign up, come to Helping Hands and sign up for a Thanksgiving basket. So if you're still in need, you know, we want to take care of you. We hate to shut this off, but also don't want to promise people that lead them to believe that they're going to have a Thanksgiving basket and we don't have a turkey for them.
Why is it important to you, and why is it important? Should it be important to just everybody to be able to give back, especially during Thanksgiving?
Well, it's a holiday season. And, you know, I believe this, and a smart man said one time, you judge the character of your community by how you help the least fortunate. And Helping Hands is just a place where people can do that. And in a small way of a turkey or a donation or whatever it is, you know, of course, we take all your clothes and everything else. But right now, we're just centered on this basket. We need to do that. We need to be compassionate for the less fortunate.
You're about a week away, you said, until they deliver these baskets. What do people need to do, say a group or organization needs to do, if they want to just, you know, be a part of this? Do they contact you or just go ahead, buy the turkeys and come on over?
Well, they could go ahead and buy the turkeys, but the home run would be if somebody would come in and adopt one of these families, put the basket together and take it to their house and wish them well, you know. That would be that's what I've always hoped for it to be. Well, it usually don't turn out that way. It's usually organizations, churches, or some small group that does that. But if they want to come in and adopt a family, oh, this would be awesome. That'd make my heart so happy. And that's the way it should be. But if that can't happen, we do have food that we can put together in the basket if we had the centerpiece, which is the turkey.
Now, one of my last questions is, you know, people out there just like this, kind of struggling with bills, whatever, can't afford that meal, but they still want to help out people that are just like them or are struggling too. What can they do? Can they come to the Helping Hands? Can they help out? What can they do to give back in any way possible?
Well, we're always welcome for anybody to come to the store from 9 to 3, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and help out. Vermeer's going to have some people come in next Friday to help distribute the baskets that somebody doesn't adopt. But we're always looking for help because we get a lot of product in, and we need to sort through it and put it out. So if you want to be a part of a loving community of Helping Hands, just come forward. Come and meet us on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 9 to 3.
What would it mean to you and to Helping Hands to be able to provide everybody that needs a turkey for Thanksgiving, to be able to provide them all and really have leftovers to move on to Christmas?
Well, that's that warm feeling you get in your heart. You know, right now, the Holy Spirit's kind of knocked me down to my knees and I'm out, you know, soliciting. Hopefully I wouldn't have to do that, but Knoxville is a very giving community. If you ask, and that's what amazes me every time I need so many, and then they come in, and that's usually an abundance, and that would be neat, so we wouldn't have to work so hard for Christmas time for those baskets that we're going to need there, because that's going to be a larger number than we have right now.
Is there anything else you want the Knoxville listeners to know about this drive and getting these turkeys?
Well, I just want you to know that you are helping the poor, the marginalized, and the less fortunate. You know, this gives them hope that you know, it's going to be another good year when somebody else loves them.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Chuck Galeazzi with Helping Hands in Knoxville for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.